Another highly charged issue is gay marriage. It's been a political hot potato here in the United States, and it's controversial in Europe as well. So far, three European countries have legalized same-sex marriage. Several others now recognize some form of civil unions. But not all European countries are heading in that direction. Romania is considering an amendment to make sure that gay marriage won't happen there. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Bucharest.
It wasn't too long ago that homosexuality was illegal in Romania. Lawmakers here grudgingly changed the law in 2001 as part of the country's bid to join the European Union. Now a coalition led by an ultra-nationalist party is hoping to amend Romania's gender-neutral family code. It wants to define a family as the union between a man and a woman. Right now, the code classifies a family as based on marriage between spouses. Virginia Vedenash is a member of the Greater Romania Party and secretary of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which supports the measure. She says Romania is 99% Christian and a very traditional place.
Iar acum Europa este liberă și România și lumea este liberă.
If there are people who don't like the law, Europe is free, Romania is free, they can move somewhere else and find another way. The laws in any country are made for the majority. And in this case, we have just a few exceptions, but unfortunately they are very loud.
The music and occasionally the dress is the only thing loud at Queen's Club, a Bucharest gay bar. Queen's Club owner Nino Isa agrees this is a conservative society, which is exactly why the family code doesn't need amending. He says nobody in his group of friends is shouting about gay marriage, and even if they were, it would be 100 years before the Romanian public would accept it. He contends the family code amendment reflects hatred of homosexuality and anger that Romania was forced to decriminalize it. What gay people want, Isa says, is to have legal rights as partners, so we can own property and make plans for the future like any other couple. These groups decided to change the family code only after we began pushing for these benefits. Now they're saying the next thing is you'll want to have kids, but no one has ever asked for that. They're manipulating people's fears. There is very public condemnation of homosexuality blasting from radios and video channels in Romania these days.
Message pentru Europa.
Nu suntem ciori, nu stăm în corturi, facem eforturi.
Message for Europe is the name of a song by Romania's most famous hip-hop group, Paraziții, or Parasites.
Doi înapoi, mă piși pe gay și nu-i normal ca copiii mei să vadă homosexual care se ling în gură ostentativ pe stradă.
The song is a crude rant against gay people, filled with slurs and obscenities. It says, among other things, it's fashionable to be tolerant, but not to condone sodomy. Paradoxically, one of the groups staying out of the fray is Romania's Orthodox Church. Church leaders contend while they may abhor the sin of homosexuality, they don't want to make life difficult for the sinner. Father Constantin Stoica is spokesman for the Romanian Patriarchate. He says the church believes this is a civil matter, not a religious one.
It's obvious that the church supports this project. But it is not compulsory that the church try to impose this project. It is not a religious law. It's a law which will have implemented in the society.
Stoica went on to say he expects the family code amendment to be challenged in court, both in and outside Romania. Human Rights Watch has said the proposed measure would go against the European Convention on Human Rights, which defines marriage as a basic human right. A group of 100 conservative leaders from around the world last week signed a petition applauding the Romanian people for what it termed a courageous step in defense of a divinely ordained institution. Romania's Chamber of Deputies is expected to vote on the proposed amendment by June. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Bucharest, Romania.